Tonight, our featured conversation is talking college football and our friends and partners up in Stashville, a couple letters away from Smashville. New Austin Peay head football coach Jeff Ferris is here with us in Barrel House. Jeff, great to see you. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you, Max. Honored to be here.
This has been a crazy few days for you, I'm sure. Your hire was announced over the weekend. Your press conference was yesterday. All of this while the tornadoes were going on up in Clarksville. What has this been like for you from a football and a life perspective as you get the job here and come back to your home state?
Well, thank you. We'd like to start by saying our thoughts and prayers are the people of Clarksville with all the storms. It's been crazy. It's been a tremendous opportunity. It's really flown by, and we're thrilled to be back home in Tennessee.
You're originally from East Tennessee. You went to Knoxville Catholic, played football there. You were a walk-on at Duke, then a coach at Duke, most recently a coach at UCLA. What has your football journey been like, and what does it mean to you to be a head coach as a 33-year-old in Division I?
It means everything. My football journey is a big reason why I am the person I am today. The coaches that invested in my life and pushed me. I'm just honored to have this opportunity in my home state.
So you're from Knoxville originally. You walked on to Duke. And as I said, you're the third youngest coach in Division I football, 33 years old. What was it like being a walk-on on a Division I ACC team and kind of developing, it seemed like, your coaching chops the entire time? Am I right?
Yes, yes. Coach Cutcliffe is a huge mentor of mine. He really pushed me every single day and then, you know, worked hard for 4 years and had the opportunity to join his coaching staff. So I took notes every single day about what I would do when I got the chance, and now I got a chance to use those notes.
So you were an assistant coach at Duke for 10 years, first as a GA, then the receivers coach, tight ends coach, quarterback coach. You called plays for a year. What was it like staying in your alma mater program and elevating as quickly as you did and getting the opportunity to call plays under Coach Cut too?
It was awesome. You know, that's my alma mater, like you said. I loved every single day there, and I just tried to do the best job I could where my feet were. And then responsibilities grew. You know, I never looked for that and just tried to do the best job in my current role. And then the opportunities at UCLA came, kind of took the same philosophy. And then I got the call from Gerald Harrison, and I was thrilled.
And you had known Gerald, now the AD at Austin Peay, from your time at Duke.
Yes, as a player. So and then as a coach.
He was an administrator there while you were playing and coaching?
Yes.
It's incredible how it rolls back in.
Sure
right?
is.
So the last 2 years, as you said, at UCLA under Chip Kelly as the tight ends coach there, you've experienced both coasts now. What is it like seeing both sides of the country in high-level Power 5 football and getting a chance to be a head coach at a competitive job and a high-level FCS program out of that in Austin Peay?
Yeah, I'm tremendously fortunate, you know, to be able to work underneath and work with two Hall of Fame coaches who, you know, everybody knows about their offensive reputations, but they're even better people and the way they treat their players. So, you know, you go from Coach Cut, who's my coach, and being with him for so long, you kind of have an idea how you want to do it. You go to the West Coast with Coach Kelly, and he does it a different way. And you find things that maybe you like most about both ways, and then you got to fit it to what we can do at Clarksville, Tennessee. And I think that we've got a great plan. I'm excited for this team and these players.
Jeff Ferris is our guest. He's the new football coach at Austin Peay, and a big part of the Preds and Austin Peay's partnership is the new F&M Bank Arena, which the Predators operate and manage for Austin Peay through Sabretooth Sports and Entertainment. What is it like for you to see Clarksville, see they have a brand new basketball arena for the team that fuels so much into that town, and that, oh, by the way, they have the massive backing of an extremely popular professional sports team, too, through all of this?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It was awesome when Gerald was driving me around, showing me the facilities. What an amazing arena. It is a great town, and we're so thrilled to be there. The community's been great to Natalie and I in our short time there, and we're excited to meet everybody.
Can you ice skate, should I ask you? I've got a rink.
I actually played hockey when I was little. I was very poor at skating.
Hey, you played some hockey in Knoxville then, so
my
that was right as the Preds were getting started. Oh,
so that's why.
There you go. There you go. Jeff Ferris is our guest, new Austin Peay football coach. We have so many great Preds fans up in Clarksville. What is your mission for the program from a local basis in terms of recruiting local players, roping in the Clarksville community and surrounding communities as well?
Yeah, the best recruiter is always geography. So we should know more about our Tennessee players and specifically our Clarksville players than anybody else. And we want to turn over every stone. We want to be the best relationship builders, whether it's with our current players or high school coaches out there in the country, and we can win big with Tennessee players.
It feels long ago, but it was not too long ago that the Austin Peay program developed a national following because they couldn't win. And now that has really, really flipped on its head. What is it like taking over a program that is rising and has had such a recent dramatic rise under some great coaches, started by Will Healy, Scotty Walden, who you took over for?
Yes, the history and tradition is very, very impressive. And it's a challenge to raise that standard because they've done such a good job before we got here. The administration, Gerald Harrison, Dr. Licari have done a phenomenal job, and we look forward to that challenge to even raise the bar.
Jeff Ferris is our guest. He's the new Austin Peay football coach joining us in Smashville tonight. What all they got you doing tonight? Are you going to be ringing the siren or waving towels?
I don't know. Gerald's going to let me know what I'm supposed to do. I'm here. I'm ready. Nice to meet the citizens of Nashville. I'm excited about
That's awesome. Well, you got your Preds jersey on. Anyone who sees Coach Ferris tonight, go say hi. Let's go pee. The best chant in the world. Still so funny to say.
Damn right. Let's go pee.
Let's go pee. And I've heard a lot of the pee also from some people I know who had gone to Austin Peay. So you guys got some nicknames to get down here. And Jeff Ferris is our guest, new Austin Peay football coach. You've had such an interesting football life that we talked about. As I said, you're the third youngest head coach in Division I football. You also have 3 Duke degrees. Is that right, from your time there?
Yes.
And you finished your undergrad in 3 years while playing football?
Yes, I did.
All right. Can we brag a little bit about that?
No. It was it was a great experience.
So you played at Duke, Knox Catholic alum. How much time have you spent here in Nashville specifically and in Clarksville as well, I guess?
Well, I met my wife here, so that was
an
important date, just a mile down the road. I always recruited Tennessee when I was at Duke because of this in-state ties. I've always loved Nashville and Clarksville, Tennessee, so I was obviously really excited about this job, but have a lot of respect for the Nashville coaches, the middle of the state coaches, and how important football is to this area.
The FCS part of it is so interesting, too, because, I mean, you guys have been – Austin Peay's been playing for the big playoffs since way before the FBS guys were playing for playoffs. What do you like about the format, the situation, like all of those national-type things that Austin Peay is now in?
I love it. I think any competitor lives for things like this. We want to know that we're the best. Well, how do you know you're the best if you don't beat the best? And I don't want anybody else to make a decision of who's 1 and 2. Let's find out on the grass.
I like that. And Austin Peay was in the FCS playoffs this season as well, and also just completed their first season in what I think is the craziest college football conference in the world. It was a conference made out of necessity with some schools from around here, some schools from out west. You guys play teams like Eastern Kentucky that are around here that Austin Peay's always played, but you also go to West Texas and Utah. This has got to be something crazy for you to even wrap your head around.
Yes, I think this is kind of the state of college football today, but it's great for our players to be able to see parts of the country that maybe they haven't seen before, to go to Utah, Texas. So I'm excited, and we're going to enjoy it. We're going to make that part of our trips to take it in and see it a little bit before we play ball. But, no, I think it's great.
You excited to make some schedules, too, for the first time?
Yes. With Gerald's help, I'm very looking forward to that.
That's awesome. Jeff Ferris, new Austin Peay football coach, is our guest. Thanks so much for coming by. Have fun in Smashville tonight.
And we will.
Everyone come say hi. Let's go Peay. Predators
Let's
and Austin Peay, big partners here. The Govs are in the building.